Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
1043 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Oh, here we go. Monday morning. Got to admit, Stink, been a little sluggish. I don't know if it was kind of the post euphoria of Father's Day, which I did a whole lot of nothing. Played a little G up at Hiwan, where we'll be for our fan golf tour stop coming up here in a few weeks. But I don't know whether it was waking up to the rain this morning, feeling a little lethargic.
So you're gonna blame it on the rain.
Blame it on the rain.
What are you, Milli Vanilli?
Milli Vanilli.
Yeah, it was a little chilly this morning. Took the garbage out. I was like, yeah, I'm going to go back in and get myself a sweatshirt. It was great. Love the chill.
With a hoodie. Got a hoodie on.
Oh, hey, if you're not wearing a hoodie.
That's a problem.
Yeah, I know. I've been coached up.
That's right.
Anyhow, happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there that are back on the grind.
That's right.
Hope you had a great day yesterday. I had a great day. I was in the yard all day long.
What was the Man 101 project yesterday?
So I built this this raised rock flower bed around this tree, and I ran out of rock last year, so I just made halfway around the tree. Of course, that wasn't exactly.
You did a job halfway?
Well, I ran out of rock, but it was natural. It just led into the rest of the. Anyhow, I got some more rock and I made the loop. So now I've got this around this tree in the backyard. I've got this entire raised flower bed with, you know, this natural big moss rock that are just,
ooh.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, while everybody else out there is heading back to work, the Broncos are off. For the next several weeks. Got the next month off.
Mm-hmm.
As Roger Goodell and every NFL owner sits back over the next month and just hopes that they don't get the call at night saying that one of their players have been arrested.
Yeah, that is the fear right
now. This is the silly season.
Right. This is the, hey, guys, please, keep working out.
Right.
And keep your nose. I always hated this time of year as a player. Because
you were kind of stuck in between?
Well, I can't thoroughly enjoy myself because I know camp is right around the corner and I know, you know, it's just going to be, that part's going to be a grind. So, yeah.
Especially for the camp you guys went through.
Right.
I mean, you went through a hard camp. I mean, it was what? 3 weeks? 4 weeks?
Four weeks. Yeah.
And a lot of two-a-days.
A lot of hitting. Especially early in my career, man, it was brutal. But you know, you had that in your mind, like, oh gosh, here we go. So I pretty much after the 4th of July, I was just like moping around miserable. Like, gotta go to camp.
Camp's coming up.
It's going to be horrible. Gotta go to Greeley.
You're like a guy in prison just marking off days.
Yeah. So, you know.
20 days till camp.
Everybody else is.
19 days till camp.
Everybody else is excited. It's summertime. Right. You know, the kids are doing their thing and stuff. And here comes Mopey Mark.
bringing everybody down.
Why is your
dad so mopey and irritable?
Right.
Oh, he's got to go to camp in a month.
Go to camp in a month. Let's go watch Daniel play baseball. Probably going to be terrible. You know. Yeah, it was always back there in the back of my mind. That's why I don't understand guys that could just like let loose and be like, ooh, I got arrested. Huh? Weird. You know, you're like, what are you doing? How can you even think that way? Like, oh, I got time off. I can just go wherever I want to go. I don't necessarily.
You allowed yourself to relax through the 4th of July. That was it.
Yeah,
and even after the 4th, when you still had about 3 weeks to go until things would start up, you were still.
Oh, yeah.
Pit in your stomach type thing?
Apps every day.
Every day?
Oh, every day. You're just like, ugh, it's coming. You go in and work out. And I mean, you know, you just got to, yeah, every day, just a pit in my stomach every day.
Wow. Well, not everyone's like that. I'm sure most of these guys are having a good time and will enjoy themselves and hopefully come back focused, ready to go. So how would you grade, define this offseason? So we're through the offseason. Because next up, it's camp and it's all just season prep. We are through the offseason. Was it a good offseason for the Broncos? Just start there. Just a big old, just the overall encompassing 38,000 foot view. Was this a good offseason?
I don't think there's any question it was a good offseason. I think it was a really good offseason under new management. And I think they addressed a lot of things under new management that were ailing in this franchise.
I need some examples.
Well, I mean, I think what you've done in your defensive secondary, especially the way the game is played today, where 65% of the time you're in, 65 to 70% of the time, you're in some type of sub package. You're in nickel, you're in dime, you're in penny, whatever it is. And so you can't have enough DBs that can cover people. You just can't. And so I think that part, and I think not only that, it gave them versatility. Like versatility to move. They did so much in the defensive secondary. They gave them versatility to move Bryce Callahan back inside. Gives it where his, that's the best position. That's where he's been his best. I'm not saying he's not good outside, but it's where he's been his best. That's one of the toughest positions in football. And, you know, gave you some versatility to be able to rotate a bunch of different guys and to have some guys out there that have a ton of experience and are good players. So just that in and of itself, I think they revamped the running back room, which I think needed to happen. You know, and I know there are a lot of Phillip Lindsay fans out there, and I get it, but you needed to run with some toughness. You need to be able to convert first, you know, second down in shorts and third down in shorts. You need more depth.
Lindsay's not a tough runner?
No, he's a tough runner. He weighs 112 pounds. You stick an arm out and he's down. Oh, he runs hard. Don't get me wrong. He's a really tough runner, but he's not a good conversion guy on third down, and he's limited in what he does. He's a tell. You know, it's like when Matthew, whatever his name was in Rounders, right? When he got Teddy KGB's tell. He's just kicking him, like knocking legs out, right? He's a tell in this league. So I think they've revamped a lot of things. I think they have addressed some issues under new management that were ailing this team to make this team better. I know the quarterback thing has not been addressed. I know, you know, there's still a lot of question marks out there about that, but the rest of the team has been, and I think that gives you the foundation to continue to build and get better.
On the RamosLaw.com text line, 303-713-1043, Kevin in Hudson, Roll Tide, says, Evans, if you mention two-a-days and Greeley around stink, he starts to twitch.
I do. It just gives me the, willies.
A little chill.
Right.
You know? All right, what were your biggest takeaways, observations from Broncos offseason? Fangio's job status, Peyton's first impressions. What stood out to you? What did you like? What did you dislike? Hit us up on the text line, 303-713-1043. That's next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors is the home of zero down. Regardless of your credit or financial situation, Siltahar Motors will help you get behind the wheel. People with poor credit or in bankruptcy can qualify for zero down and no payments for 45 days and be driving in their new car within hours of stopping by the dealership. Check out any of the cars Siltahar Motors currently has on site at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors is conveniently located at Highway 36 in Wadsworth, so regardless of your financial situation, Siltahar Motors will get you the car you deserve at sthmotors.com.
Well, apparently some listeners had their radar up early this morning. Picked up on an underlying theme to something you were talking about in the last segment. Kind of an undercurrent.
What's that?
Rippling below the surface. That couldn't ripple, could it? Ripple always above the surface. Like waves ripple. The surface ripples.
No, you could have like an underground, like an underground lake type of thing that ripples.
Volcano.
Like in Jamaica, you can go to Green Grotto.
Green Grotto?
Yeah. Green Grotto is this giant cave. It's like a nightclub at night. But then you walk.
It's a nightclub?
Oh, yeah. It's a huge cave you can walk in. And during the day, yeah, they do tours in there. It's Green Grotto.
Uh-huh.
And you go down, and then you walk all the way down. And it's just down there. It's like completely pitch black, and there is a lake down there.
Uh-huh.
And they say it has healing, it's healing waters, but there's like blind eels in the lake. So I took a dip in it. I jumped in.
With blind eels?
Yeah, well, they're blind. I mean, what are they going to do?
Well, they could still rub up against you by mistake.
Yeah, but they're blind. It's like it's not like they're, you know, going for an eel keel, I don't think. I mean...
What's it feel? Did you feel any rub up against you?
No, I did not. I did not. I think I'm sure they have like, you know, when you lose a sense, they say all your other senses like heightened.
Right.
I'm sure they just, as soon as my electrical signal got into the water, they were like, stay clear.
Oh, you think you send off an electric signal?
Yeah, they were
really?
Probably
you
thinking
think
I
you
was
send
a,
off electricity.
Yeah, they were probably thinking that I was like I was playing at the time, so I was really fat. So they were probably thinking that like orca was in there, like a natural predator, right?
So stay away.
Stay away. But when they turn the lights off, there's no, it's pitch black.
Uh huh.
Anyhow, that's.
What are we talking about? Talk about it. Everybody hate it. Anyway.
Yeah, Green Grotto.
Anyway.
Look it up.
I just started talking about rippling and undercurrent, and here I'm into the Green Grotto.
Yeah.
See how it works around here, people?
See the
challenges that I face? So innocently enough, you talked about, you praised George Payton for the DBs he brought in, right?
Yeah.
All right, here's one. Here we go. These both came in back to back. Elway tried bringing in DBs the last couple of years. They all got hurt or didn't work out. The only difference between Peyton and Elway as a GM right now is the wheels haven't fallen off yet. You're such a hater, Mark. Followed by, it's so funny listening to Mark compliment the Broncos. It's always a subtle punch in the nose to his old teammate. John needs to take a job doing radio. So he could just sit around and talk about it and no need to actually do it. Yikes. Come on, people. I know it's Monday.
Somebody's going to case on Monday.
It's not a subtle punch in the nose.
Oh, you're owning it, huh?
Yeah, of course I'm owning it.
So we have criticized John Elway at length on this show. So much so that Benny has, edited things that I've said just to try to make that point.
No, nobody's edited anything. You are real. Like the thing, the deflectionary aspect, the deflection techniques that you use to make everybody think that I'm the real hater. When
I
you
hate
say,
Elway,
my heart.
When you say things like that, it's amazing. Hey, listen, there's a reason. You know, he was pushed aside, moved over, stepped down, stepped up, whatever it was. Because you're not good enough. You've made the decisions. You know, you've made the coaching decisions. You've made the personnel decisions. You've made the, you know, the offensive. You've been through a litany of offensive coaches, and you still score 17 points a game. You need a fresh set of eyes. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not. It's hard. But again, philosophically, I just disagree with the direction many times that he went.
Well, if you are a believer, you are what your record says you are. And despite coaches coming and going, head coaches, offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators, what was the one, quarterbacks, what was the one constant? Okay. You just strip everything else away. What was the one constant? And when you have that kind of record, it's easy to point the finger of blame. And clearly the Broncos organization, Joe Ellis, I mean, come on, let's be honest. I mean, John moved aside. He moved aside, otherwise he would have been pushed.
Correct, yeah.
Well, they found a nice role for him, consultant. George Payton throughout the entire offseason has been very complimentary, very respectful, very deferential, you know, to the idea that John has been you know, very much involved in this to the point where some people, some people out there in the national media still insist and still talk about the Broncos as if John Elway's running the show.
Welcome to Bronco Land.
I don't believe that.
No.
I think he said,
you know what? That's too bad.
Other than being a sounding board, I think he's had very little to do with the overall
direction.
Yeah.
I completely agree with that point. And I mean, ultimately,
this is really my fault.
Ultimately, there's no, like, to compare the DBs that John brought in and what's gone on over the last couple of seasons to what's happened this offseason, two completely different things. You brought in a starter in Fuller who's been all pro. You brought in a starter in Ronald Darby who's been a good player. He's got all kinds of speed. It enabled you to move Callahan over. You drafted with the 9th overall pick, the best corner in the draft, the quote unquote safest player in the draft. I mean, come on. And didn't you just sign another corner? I think you did.
Plus you got Kareem Jackson back at a discount.
And you took care of
Justin Simmons.
You locked up Justin Simmons to a long-term deal. So don't tell me it's identical. I mean, it's not even close. Well, AJ, okay, so you signed AJ Boye?
Traded for AJ Boye.
Come on, the two things are, you know, it's one of these things is not like the other, the way you've built that. So, and you know, I know there's always going to be the staunch, you know, defenders. And that's fine. You can defend it. But bottom line is look at your record and look what's going on.
On the text line, ha! Huh, blind eel kill. Didn't think I'd hear that phrase today. And then I thought that blind eel thing was going to go in a totally different direction. What direction is that, Texter? Let me know. Hey, Michelob Ultra presents the Fans Match Challenge powered by the Cobank Colorado Open and benefiting the First Tee Green Valley Ranch. It's going on this Thursday. We're primed. Mark and I got some golf in last week. We're eager to defend our title against the other shows. Raising funds for the First Tee Green Valley Ranch, helping underprivileged youth in our community to learn life skills through golf. Now, we'd love for you just to be able to donate to help out these kids, but we would love it if you would donate in the name of our show, as we would love that honor, and we'd be very appreciative. And the show that raises the most funds gets two mulligans. Schlereth and Evans, by the way, we are sponsored by our friends at Superbook. Donate now at denverfan.com/match. Morning Brew coming up next. Was there a subtle sign this weekend that Aaron Rodgers may be ready to return to the Packers? That's next.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are going to get weird.
You're going to keep lightning, and you're going to crack thunder.
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino.
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet shit.
Let's get it on.
Cole Wong at the plate. First pitch to him. Swing and a fly ball hit to left. Back Tapia. Still back. Warning track. It is gone. Colton Wong with a two-run home run. Make it 4-0 Brewers.
Brewers Radio. Man, I'll tell you what. Saturday, out at the ball yard, you know, some youth baseball. And what do you know? There was some Rockies chatter that was starting to percolate a little bit, rippling below the surface.
Yes.
And like those blind eels in the grotto.
Exactly.
Stop right there. And that night, they built the lead, took the lead into the ninth inning, and then Daniel Bard coughed it up, and you wondered, did they lose some of the magic? And they did, because then they lost another one-run game yesterday. So any hope of the Rockies building something that you were confident that they could then take out on the road, is that gone, or do you still see some positive signs here?
Well, I saw some positive signs in the way they played. They were in all those games. They won, what, 4 straight games at home? But, you know, the bottom line is it doesn't matter until you take it on the road and actually do it. much better at bats. And you went in with a bunch of young kids. And I would ask you this, are the young kids starting to mature? Rogers has been much better than when he started. Daza's hit all the way through this thing, right? Charlie started off really slow. He's been good. So, you know, and you know, some of the other young kids like McMahon and some of those guys, I think they've been pretty, all things considered, I think they've been competitive at least. So, I mean, we're not giving out certificates of participation. You got to win a couple on the road, but at least at home, they're a fun watch.
By the way, real quick, a text here. As much as I dislike baseball, I think Bud Black is trending towards getting his own theme song. The fact that the Rockies are even competitive is astounding, making chicken salad out of chicken bleep. Oh, no, texter. Bud Black has a song.
Yeah. Is it time to amend the song, though?
Hello, darkness, my friend.
maybe have a road. This could be the road theme.
This could be the road song.
Right. And then maybe we go with
a
like...
A home song and a road song.
Yeah.
More upbeat.
Yeah. Holiday Road. You know, like, remember the Holiday Road from the Vacation?
Sure, sure.
Holiday Road. Ah, that would be a good...
Home song.
Yeah, we need to solicit your advice. What should be the Rockies' home theme song? Because Hello Darkness, My Old Friend is the road
song, which will break out in time.
No, not the Yaz.
For tomorrow night when they're at Seattle.
Yeah.
First of five on the road, two in Seattle, three in Milwaukee. Next on the Morning Brew.
Now Embiid trying to back in. He lost the ball. Kevin Herter gets it. Up ahead to Nello Gallinari. Gallo breaks in. He jams! And the Hawks lead 98-92 with 41 and a half seconds left. And Doc Rivers just had to call his final timeout.
Hawks Radio. A Final Four in the NBA that features Atlanta, Milwaukee, Phoenix, and the Clippers. Oh, if there is a basketball god... He, she, it will give me Phoenix and Atlanta in the NBA Finals.
Can you imagine the executives in the NBA right now? They are just like, oh my, how are we going to put lipstick on this pig? I mean, you want to talk about no chance of getting ratings. This Finals is going to be,
All right, now that's the TV angle to it.
Uh-huh.
Not just the pure basketball part of it. It's actually, I think, very encouraging here in Denver. Looking for reasons to believe why small market, mid-market teams who don't go out and try to build super teams can still climb the ladder and get to the NBA Finals, win it all.
Yeah.
Nuggets proved it last year in the bubble. We're seeing, again, more evidence of it this year. So maybe you don't have to build a super team.
Maybe
you don't have to be in one of those sexy NBA markets to get it done.
It's twofold. It's very encouraging, and it's also incredibly discouraging. In that, if you were healthy going into the finals, if your club was healthy, like, there would be no better time for you to win an NBA championship than right now.
Yeah. Window is open.
No Brooklyn in there. I mean, you're right. I mean, it's encouraging because of what we see here. Small market teams dominating. But at the same, man, it is a little bit discouraging.
Next on the Morning Brew. It's coming. It's coming.
Waggles out and shoots. Knocked down in front. Wah stopped. Another try. He scores. Nicholas Wah in overtime. He waited and lifted it over the fallen Carey Price. Nick Wah wins it for Vegas at OT. 2-1. The Knights win it. And they tie the series 2-2.
Golden Knights Radio. I'll admit, I was wrong. I thought Vegas coming off the win over the Avs would steamroll Montreal. I thought Montreal was living a lie after beating two underachieving teams in Toronto and Winnipeg. But, man, Montreal is giving Vegas all they can handle to the point where Vegas coach Peter DeBoer switched goalies after Marc-Andre Fleury had a flub in Game 3, went with Robin Lehner, who... took the news that he was going to be starting. Here's how he prepped for the game. This is a great story. He rode the team bus alone to the arena 4 hours before game time and spent much of his time reading his doubters question him on social media. After the game, he said, I sat for 2 hours and watched you guys talk trash on Twitter on me to get me motivated. People act like that I'm not very good. It was very enjoyable on Twitter today. Thank you very much for giving me that motivation.
Huh. Who knew? Good for him.
He used Twitter and all its negativity, its cesspool of negativity, as an advantage.
Good and for him, man. Good for him. I love it. You know, your critics. Love it.
It's awesome. So that series is 2-2.
2-2.
Next on the Morning Brew.
R-E-L-A-X. Relax.
You done messed up, A-A-Ron!
So, check this out.
Thank you, Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers renewed his membership at a Green Bay country club, fueling speculation that this is a sign that he plans on returning to the Packers. How do you read it?
I read that he likes to play golf at that country club.
Okay, but if he ends up leaving the Packers, if he gets traded here to Denver,
mm-hmm,
or anywhere else, when is he ever going to go back to Green Bay where he's going to be public enemy number one just to play golf? Just to play golf.
You can't cancel your membership. I'm sure it's Green Bay. I'm sure the $3,000 fee for your membership in Green Bay at the country club, he's going to be able to cover that, Mike. I'm sure that it,
I don't know. Maybe he's got a real big outstanding food tab. I don't know.
Yeah. I tell you what.
Read anything. Nothing to see here.
No. What we'll do is
still committed to leave.
We'll create a GoFundMe page when Aaron Rodgers signs here in Denver to pay off his Wisconsin $2,800 club membership fee.
It probably isn't that expensive, is it?
Yeah. I should think not. It's a country club in Green Bay. Guys are in there, you know, dudes are in overalls playing golf. Come on. They're like,
they don't drive golf carts around. They drive tractors around.
Yeah, they got their own tractor golf course.
Yeah.
Pair of boots.
I got about
just got done milking a cow.
I got about 225 to the middle here. Got to cover that fairway bunker. While I'm out here, I think I'll fertilize a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Come on.
All right. Nothing to see here, huh?
No.
Okay, that's good. That's good. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at...
Good.
Yeah, exactly. Good. What were James Merrilat's overall impressions of the Broncos offseason? He'll join us and tell us next. James Merrilat, king of his domain at DenverFan.com. Ooh, I owe him a column, by the way. I got to get a column written today. Yeah, that'll drop the mic. Presented by
TNC Plumbing. You know what you're going to write your blog about?
I you know what? I think it might be something
of meatballs.
I might write about meatballs. No, I think, James, I'm going to write along the lines of kind of the question that we've been tossing around this morning. Just this Broncos off season, now that it's over, as we get ready for the break before training camp, was this a fill in the blank off season? What was it?
Boy, for me, I think it was pretty uninspiring, right? Like, I don't quite understand all the people who talk about it, what a home run offseason it was for George Payton. Like, if you go get Aaron Rodgers, yeah, that's a home run. But if re-signing a bunch of your own guys, signing Ronald Darby, signing Fuller, if that's a home run, geez, you don't have a lot of superlatives if you have a better offseason. It was fine. It was okay, but... You know, here we are in another quarterback battle with two choices that are, you know, less than stellar. You know, you brought back most of the guys from a defense that underperformed the last 2 years under Vic Fangio, but we're supposed to be all excited that that's a top five group. Like, you know, I think it was just kind of uninspiring. It wasn't bad. You know, Pat Surtain's not a bad pick. Is he as fun and exciting as Justin Fields? No. So it was just sort of, it was just sort of there for me.
How would your opinion change if, in fact, they went Justin Fields at number 9 as opposed to Pat Surtain?
It would have changed. And look, I'll freely admit, Stink, that that's just me kind of, you know, the shiny bright object, and that's exciting and that's fun to watch at practice and getting caught up in that. That's what's going on. But at the end of the day, it's the entertainment business, right? And, you know, it's a team that not only has been bad the last 4 years, but they've been boring. So a young quarterback who can come in here and do some things or give us the excitement that he can do some things to lift this, franchise out of the doldrums. Yeah, that would change things a lot. That would give me a reason to have hope. So, I would have had a totally different opinion if that's the direction they went. So, you know, now to go down and watch Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Lock battle it out and have to decide, hey, who won this day and who won that day. And, you know, Mike, we were down there the other day for practice, and it was just sort of ho-hum, right? It's like, man, this is the battle. This is what we're supposed to get excited about. It's difficult to manufacture that.
Okay, so this team feels like what to you right now? Is this again, I got to think of, in the context of 17 now, it's weird. Is this a 7-10 team, 8-9, 9-8, something else?
I think they're 8-9, 9-8. I think they're a million-dollar house with linoleum floors, right? Like they got a lot of really nice pieces, but I think the two most important parts of a football team are the head coach and the quarterback. And I think those are giant question marks for this team. And that's not me trying to be, you know, bashing Vic Fangio again. It's just the reality. He hasn't proven that he can do that job, that he's someone who can be a head coach that can compete for the playoffs. Doesn't even really come close to that. And Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater are huge question marks. But I do think there's a ton of talent on this roster. I think the offensive skill position guys are pretty exciting, and it's, you know, it's fun to think about what they can do. But it doesn't matter if you don't have somebody who can get them the football, if you don't have a quarterback who knows where to go with the ball. So I think they have some really nice pieces. I think there's some things to be excited about. But, man, they got big question marks at the two most important spots.
You know, you mentioned the quarterback position. You've got one guy that knows how to get them the ball or knows where they're supposed to be, albeit his penchant for throwing it deep and short of the change on third down and seven. And then you got one guy that you're not sure about whether he can or he can't, that he knows what to do. So where do you lean as camp gets ready to start on who is going to win that starting position?
Well, I think Teddy Bridgewater is going to win the starting position, and that's just reading between the lines in terms of, you know, hey, Vic Fangio's in a make-or-break year here. He's going to go with somebody who's more of a consistent, known commodity. You know, I think Pat Shurmur last week after the Wednesday practice, when he was asked, you know, how do you evaluate the quarterback position, he said, you know, basically we look at the mistakes that they make. Are they catastrophic, or are they something we can recover from? In other words, hey, do you make a mistake and we have to punt, or do you make a mistake and it's a touchdown going the other way? I think if that's your evaluation, Teddy Bridgewater's the guy who's going to make less blunders. So I think he's going to win the job, but that would not be the way I would go. I prefer, you know, riding on Space Mountain than going on the People Mover. The ups and downs to me are at least interesting and exciting versus just, man, just flatliner. But I think where this team is at, they're going to go with the conservative approach. I think Teddy Bridgewater's going to win the job unless Drew Lock goes out and really does dominate the competition. I think if it's close, I think Teddy gets the nod.
All right, James, I'll get that column to you a little bit later on, and thank you very much for joining us.
All right, can't wait. Thanks, fellas.
All right, James Marilat, DenverFan.com. Check out everything going on there. He joins us on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. So what about his point that for people who are down on George Payton's offseason, it all revolves around the quarterback and the draft pick. Had they drafted Justin Fields, it would have been a home run of an offseason. But because he didn't, chose to go with Pat Surtain, then it becomes
blah.
Blah. Yeah. A failing, if not at least not passing grade offseason.
Yeah, well, I think again, it depends on how you look at this franchise. You know, James is a guy that looked at it last year like this roster is great and they should win 10 games, right? That's where he was last year. If you look at the roster that way and you just think it's Vic Fangio, or you just think it's, you know, whatever your metric is for why they're not winning, then, you know, you can choose to look at through orange colored glasses and, you know, just point the finger at the coach or point the finger at the lack of quarterback or whatever it is. Or you can look at how do we build a competitive roster that can make a run here when we do figure out whether it's Drew Lock or whether it's somebody else. Like, how can we build a roster to do that? And when you sign a bunch of DBs, it doesn't mean you're done. Those guys are on essentially one-year deals, Darby and Fuller. So you're looking, I know Darby was a two-year deal, but you're looking at this like a one-year rental. You got to develop some other guys. Right, you've got to be able to cover people, especially in this division with the Chargers and their quarterback, the Raiders and their quarterback, and obviously Kansas City and their quarterback. So, I mean, again, it all comes down to how do you view where the franchise is, where you would like to see it go. And I know everybody wants the quick fix, right? Everybody just wants to, you know, they don't want to fill up a glass of water; they want to just open a bottle out of the fridge. Like, everybody wants the quick fix, and it's just not the way, in my belief system, it's not the way that football works.
All right, so as we look at this offseason, then, does it all hinge for you on the decision to pass on a quarterback? And you're not excited about this team because they passed on the quarterback? You're down on George Payton because he didn't draft a quarterback? Is it as simple as that for you? Let us know. RamosLot.com text line 303-713-1043. Reaction next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.